This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody, it's Sam. Welcome back to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast. I appreciate you so much for being here for game number 91. We got a fun game for you today. We got a fun guest. His name is AJ Jacobs. I want to introduce him. He's a New York Times bestselling author. He's the host of his own fun podcast called The Puzzler. He's even got his own Wikipedia page. AJ, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm delighted to be here, Sam. Ready to be embarrassed and humiliated by my lack of knowledge.
Well, and then because you are the host of The Puzzler, we got my three rounds. And then after my three rounds, you're going to do a puzzle.
I am going to give you a puzzle and see if I can humiliate and embarrass you. That's not true. We're very gentle. We do brain teasers, but they're very gentle teasing. We want people to get the answers, but we want you to think about it for just a little.
Yes. And I have been playing along prior to us doing this recording. So we'll see how I do. But I can, spoiler alert, guys, you're going to enjoy the puzzle. They're fun. I have not played this puzzle, though. So we'll see.
No, exactly. Totally new to you. Love it.
Hey, before we get into the nitty-gritty, though, I got to ask, because I don't think I've ever talked to someone that has their own Wikipedia page. Where were you when you realized you had your own Wikipedia page?
That's an interesting question. I'm not sure I know. All I know is I don't even look at it because it would stress me out. Because I'm also told you're not allowed to change your own Wikipedia page. That's like number one rule. So if I see something on there that's horrible, there's nothing I can do. So I have just been very good at avoiding it. So yeah, that's my MO. Don't look.
Is that an unwritten rule?
I don't know if it's I bet it's written somewhere in the Wikipedia Bible. You are not allowed to. I'm a journalist, and I wrote about Wikipedia very early on. And I interviewed Jimmy Wales, who started it. And for the article, I wrote an article that was filled with factual errors and then had the Wikipedia editors try to change it and make it more accurate. And I don't think he liked the first version because there were some things in there maybe about like him editing racy magazines and he didn't appreciate. But in the end, it was accurate.
Okay. Fair enough. Anyway, saw that. And I was like, hey, I've never gotten to ask someone this question before. So thank you for playing along. Speaking of playing along, I got three rounds for you today. And again, following my three rounds, we get to play one of AJ's puzzles. So we have common initials, we have states, we have alliteration, and then we get to play a puzzle. But we're going to start off with round number one, common initials. For this round, I have 10 items all sharing the same pair of common initials. Today's initials, in honor of it was just Valentine's Day, and my wife and I, we met in the city of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So the initials for today, EC, in honor of Eau Claire. So here we go. Item number one, the Cambridge Dictionary defines this as, quote, someone or something that is attractive, but not very interesting or useful. Item number two, this actress who gained fame for a prominent TV role starred in a very high-budget 2018 film alongside Eldon Ehrenreich that was considered to have performed poorly at the box office despite a solid 69% on Rotten Tomatoes. Item number three, Maine and Nebraska choose their members for this very American group of 538 people differently from the rest of the country. Item number four, Completed in 1825, this upstate New York landmark has been called the Big Ditch, or even the nation's first superhighway. Item number 5. This involves admitting you are wrong, despite previously asserting the opposite. Item number 6. This London-born artist released his debut album, My Aim Is True, in 1977. Item number 7. This guitarist made an uncredited appearance on the 1968 Beatles song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Item number 8. This is one of the main characters from a series of 4 novels, which debuted in 2005, as well as a series of 5 films, which debuted in 2008. Item number 9. This refers to a situation in which someone is only exposed to information, ideas, or opinions which reinforce their current viewpoints. Item number 10. This character from a long-running TV series received an anal probe during the series' 1997 debut. All right, everybody. Pause now if you need more time. I will go over those one more time, but then we'll go over the answer, see if AJ has anything to say about them. All right, item number 1. The Cambridge Dictionary defines this as, quote, someone or something that is attractive, but not very interesting or useful. All right, that answer. Eye candy.
Eye candy. I missed 1 and 2, and I was getting very nervous. And then I got a few in the 3 to 10, but I did not get eye candy.
Well, number 2, this actress who gained fame for a prominent TV role starred in a very high-budget 2018 film alongside Eldon Ehrenreich that was considered to have performed poorly at the box office, despite a solid 69% on Rotten Tomatoes. So you also didn't know this one, AJ?
No, I missed this one. Who is it?
Yeah, so the prominent TV role was, she was from Game of Thrones. And then high-budget film, yeah, the high-budget film Solo. So, Amelia Clark.
There you go. All right. I only saw the first season of Game of Thrones. That's my excuse.
I'll admit, I haven't seen, like, any of it.
All right. You know, I hope you edited that out, because you'll be getting lots of angry emails.
Some people are pressing unsubscribe right now. All right. Number 3. Maine and Nebraska choose their members for this very American group of 538 people differently from the rest of the country. So you did know this one?
That one I knew, because as I had mentioned earlier, my next book is about the Constitution, and this was a big part of it. So yes, and by the way, I approve of the way they choose their electoral college members. It's a much better system than the all or nothing.
Yeah, the electoral college, you are correct, AJ. Yeah, Maine and Nebraska, they allow, if a district votes one way, they will award that district one of the electoral college votes. I don't have time to explain it right here, but basically Nebraska gives one vote towards the Democrats and Maine gives one towards the Republicans. So it evens out. All right.
Yeah, they split 4. It up a little. It's much better.
Number 4. So completed in 1825, this upstate New York landmark had been called the Big Ditch, or even the nation's first superhighway. All right.
The Erie Canal. I didn't want to jump the gun, but I was so excited I got it. Yes.
You invite a New Yorker onto your show and they'll get the New York trip. Yeah, I love it. All right. Number 5. This involves admitting you were wrong despite previously asserting the opposite.
Nope.
Nope. All right. Nope. This what one is a phrase I've heard maybe other people in my life say. I don't typically say this phrase. Eat crow.
Oh, eat crow. All right. Very good. Very good. I like it. And I am eating crow. Is that pie? Or more, I'm eating humble pie because I didn't know the answer. I don't know if I'm eating crow. I'm eating something.
All right. Number six. This London-born artist released his debut album, My Aim Is True, in 1977.
Nope.
All right.
Nope. Weirdly, I had an answer, but the answer I had was to number seven. So
I know. I did that on purpose. Yeah, this one is Elvis Costello.
Ah, very good. Okay.
So nice. The album name My Aim Is True, right? That being a line from his famous song, Allison. All right, number seven. This guitarist made an uncredited appearance on the 1968 Beatles song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. So you do know this one.
This one, well, I think I do. I don't want to eat crow, but I said Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton is correct.
Love it.
All right, number eight. This is one of the main characters from a series of four novels, which debuted in 2005, as well as a series of five films, which debuted in 2008.
I think I know the film and the book franchise, but I forget the name of the person.
Yeah.
Because it is the Hunger Games, right?
No, that would have been a good guess. I think that was three books that they made into four movies, right? This was when everyone was making books into multiple movies. This is Twilight.
Oh, Twilight. Yes. Okay. Well, that doesn't help because I still don't know the name of the character.
You didn't
Who is
see
it?
Game of Thrones and you didn't see Twilight anyway. The character.
I saw one season of You're the One Who Didn't See Game of Thrones.
Oh, sure.
Don't
sure.
throw me under the bridge.
Sure. Well, that is Edward Cullen.
Ah, right. That does Edward ring a bell. Cullen. Edward Cullen. Got it.
Robert Pattinson's character. All right. Number nine. This refers to a situation in which someone is only exposed to information, ideas, or opinions which reinforce their own current viewpoints.
That one I do know. That is echo chamber. And actually, let me do some foreshadowing to the puzzle that I'm going to be giving you today. If Uh-oh. That were a puzzle, I would have said chamber, 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 echo chamber.
Ooh. Echo chamber. I like it. I like it.
All right.
Number 10. This character from a long-running TV series received an anal probe during the series' 1997 debut.
That one I did not know. And I thought I knew my... I thought I knew. But I guess... Is it Roseanne?
No. It would be Eric Cartman from South Park.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. A lot more sense. All right.
Eric Cartman. All right. And for number 11, I had to throw in one. I'm throwing in this one for one of my best friends from high school who had a giant crush on this actress, but I didn't know if she was quite relevant enough to have this not be a bonus one. So if you're playing along, decide if this point is going to count. Decide really quick if this point is going to count. All right. I hope people have decided that are playing along at home. All right. Here it is. A bonus number 11. In 2003, this actress made two small but memorable appearances. One in Old School as Darcy, the teenage daughter of Mitch's boss. And the other in Love Actually as Carol Ann, a girl at a bar in Wisconsin who is, quote, crazy about English guys. Do we know the name of this actress, everyone at home? You got 5 seconds. All right. That answer, Alicia Cuthbert.
Ah, very good. All right. I do remember her, but I guess not as vividly as your friend.
Yes. Yes.
She was not top of mind.
Shout out Michael, who had her Girl Next Door poster in his locker in high school.
Good to know.
All right. That was round number one, common initials. Coming up, we got round number two, states. All right, round number two, states. I haven't played this one a lot, but we played it last week and people seem to enjoy it. So let's dust it off. Let's do it again. So I have five items which can all be associated with one state. I will give you the clues. You tell me the answer for each item. Similar to my movie Lynx round, this is like a puzzle. So once you figure out, hey, puzzles. Yeah. I knew we brought on AJ for a reason.
Once
you figure out what the state is, these clues will be easier to solve. So for this reason, I will read over each of these clues twice. So here we go. Item number one. Again, all these items, they relate to a common state. Item number one. This fast food chain opened in 1972 with the name Chicken on the Run. Item number two. This NBA team began playing in its current city in 2002 and with its current name in 2013. Item three. This 2009 film by Walt Disney Animation Studios is their second most recent feature film to contain traditional 2D animation. Item number four. Popular with tourists, this road was named in 1721 after the family of the French King Louis XV. And item number five. This gravelly voice musician was often referred to by the nickname Satchmo. All right, I am going to go over those again, just because this is like a puzzle. So I want the listeners at home to get another shot at those before I start revealing the answers. Item number one. This fast food chain opened in 1972 with the name Chicken on the Run. Item number two. This NBA team began playing in its current city in 2002. And with its current name in 2013. Item number three. This 2009 film by Walt Disney Animation Studios is their second most recent feature film to contain traditional 2D animation. Item number four. Popular with tourists, this road was named in 1721 after the family of the French King Louis XV. And item number five. This gravelly voice musician was often referred to by the nickname Satchmo. All right, everybody at home, pause now if you need more time. We're going to see what those answers are. Let's do this. Item number one, the fast food chain that opened in 1972 as Chicken on the Run. AJ, did you know this one?
I'm guessing it was KFC.
Would have been a great guess. Would have been a really good guess. It's not. It's Popeyes.
Well, that's funny. I thought it's either Popeyes or KFC. But you know what? The KFC helped me out, didn't it?
Maybe no? Not.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Oh, maybe okay. Not. Let's discuss this later. But yes.
Okay.
All right. I think I know what's going on. Yeah.
This NBA team began playing in its current city in 2002 and with its current name in 2013. Do you know this NBA team?
Well, now I think I do, because now I switched from Louisville, Kentucky to New Orleans, Louisiana. Is that better?
Yes.
All right. So I
that
thought
is better.
Is it the Pelicans or who is it? I forget.
Yeah, the Pelicans. New Orleans Pelicans.
All right.
Would have also accepted the New Orleans Hornets, who it was briefly called the Hornets before being renamed the Pelicans.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right. But okay, well, keep going, because I think there's an interesting twist, an interesting plot twist coming up.
Item three, the 2009 film by Walt Disney that is a 2D animated film.
Now, this one I didn't know. I did not know. What do we got?
Yeah, that is The Princess and the Frog.
Oh, based in New Orleans. Got it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Item four, popular tourist. This road was named in 1721 after the family of the French King Louis the 15th.
And that was Bourbon Street.
Bourbon Street, yep.
Now, here's where it gets interesting, I think. Maybe no one else does. See, I thought you were doing Kentucky Bourbon and also Louis is Louisville. So I was like, it's a little bit of a stretch, I'm thinking to myself, but listen, sure. It's his show. But no, it was totally different. So you got
now you're me. Like, this puzzle is way better than I thought it was.
Exactly.
All right. Item five. This gravelly voice musician was often referred to by the nickname Satchmo. Now, I know that he's partially associated with your home state as well, but do we know this musician?
Louis Armstrong, I'm guessing. Which, yes. And I was thinking, again, Louisville. I was like, Louisville. Because Louisville is in Kentucky, right? I'm not making that up.
Yeah, it is there. Yeah, I don't think they have an NBA team, but yeah, it is there.
All right. Well, that was fun. There was a lot of red herrings going on. Red pelicans, if you will.
I did know that the chicken on the run was a red herring. I did know that people might think Kentucky, but no. Louisiana, Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen. Nice. All those have to do with Louisiana. All right. That was round number two, states. We got one more for you before the puzzle. So really, we have two more for you. So coming up, we got round number three, short answer chain. All right, round number three, short answer chain. You all know how this one works. I have 10 short answer items below. Well, these are standalone short answer items. Each answer does partially share its name with the item immediately preceding and the item immediately following, hence the chain. Let's do this. Item number one, already known for music, this actress landed her first starring film in a 2002 adaptation of a Nicholas Sparks novel. Item number two, alive from 1936 to 2017, this actress famously portrayed a news producer for a fictional Minneapolis-based television station. Item number three, this singer fronts a band associated with the following lyric. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a missy who was ready to play. Wasn't me she was fooling, because she knew what she was doing, and I know love was here to stay. Item number four. After President William Henry Harrison died 31 days into his presidency, this person became the 10th president of the United States. Item number five. President Biden appointed this person to serve as the first ever U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate. It's a long title.
Yeah, takes up a lot on the business card, which is not good for the environment.
Item six, born in 1962, some notable roles by this actor include Stanley Ipkiss, Bruce Nolan, and Truman Burbank. Item number seven, alive from 1946 to 2023, this musician was also known for his business ventures, including a restaurant chain named after a 1977 song. Item number eight, according to a 2023 article by CNBC, despite being one of the richest people in the world, this billionaire still lives in the five-bedroom Omaha home he purchased in 1958 for $31,000. Item number nine. Born in 1949, This former presidential candidate has represented Massachusetts in the U.S. Senate since 2013. And item number 10. Alive from 1932 to 2011, this woman released the autobiography, My Love Affair with Jewelry, in 2003, in which she shared stories from her glamorous life and career in Hollywood. All right, everybody, pause now if you need more time. We'll go over those again, and then we'll reveal the answers. Item number one, already known for music, this actress landed her first starring film role in a 2002 adaptation of a Nicholas Sparks novel. AJ, did you know this one?
Well, it's in, what I love about this feature is you can sort of do a little reverse engineering. So if you get the second one, then it might lead you to the first one. So I had an answer, but that was totally wrong. So then I had another theory, but I don't think that's right. So anyway, I don't know, but I did get the second one.
Sure.
What is it?
Sure. So the film was A Walk to Remember, the actress Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore. I was looking for a Moore because I thought Demi Moore, but
spoiler alert.
Well, a little bit. Just one third of a spoiler alert. Not there are three words.
Even more of a spoiler alert. Wow. Right. Item number two. Alive from 1936 to 2017, this actress famously portrayed a news producer for a fictional Minneapolis-based television station. All right, AJ, what do you got?
All right, I already ruined it partially. Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore, right. I live in Minneapolis. We have a statue of her downtown. It's kind of cool. This is like the only touristy thing to do in Minneapolis, but a lot of people like to stand next to the statue and like do the pose. Like throw out the hat.
Oh, she's throwing in the statue. Is she throwing the hat?
Yes. Yep. Got that's yep.
Is the hat in the air? Like it's got invisible wire or something? That would be cool.
I forget. I think it's still touching her hand, but yeah, I don't know.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
We'll Google.
We'll have to work on that. That's like the only touristy thing we have in Minneapolis. That and just like a really big mall. All right. Number three. This singer fronts a band associated with the following lyric. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a missy who was ready to play. Wasn't me she was fooling because she knew what she was doing. And I know love was here to stay. All right. Do we know that guy?
Yes, but only through the Tyler in Mary Tyler Moore, Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Yep. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. Yeah, that song Walk This Way. All right. Number four. After President William Henry Harrison died 31 days into his presidency, this person became the 10th president of the United States.
Well, I think I got to go with Tyler, right? Because he was, because we got a Tyler already.
Yes. Do you know the first name?
No, I don't know the first name. Who is it?
Yeah.
James? There's a lot of Jameses back then.
Would have been a great guess. John Tyler.
John. Okay. John Tyler. Gotcha.
John Tyler. All right. Number five, President Biden appointed this person to serve as the first ever U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, yeah. I'm guessing it's a John. It's not an Al. It's not Al Gore, was my first guess. I don't know. John Bon Jovi? Who is it?
John Kerry.
Oh, John Kerry. Oh, yep. Interesting. Okay, yeah, yep. That makes sense.
John Kerry. So John Kerry connecting with John Tyler. All right, number six. Born in 1962, some notable roles by this actor include Stanley Ipkiss, Bruce Nolan, and Truman Burbank.
And this one I did get. I did get because of the gym. Jim Carrey.
Yep.
Oh, no, it wasn't the gym. It was the Carrey. The next one is the gym.
Spoiler alert. No, obviously. Well, it had to obviously be. The next one's a gym, yeah. Yep, Jim Carrey. Yep, Stanley Ipkiss from The Mask. Bruce Nolan from Bruce Almighty. Truman Burbank from The Truman Show. All right, number seven. Alive from 1946 to 2023, This musician was also known for his business ventures, including a restaurant chain named after a 1977 song.
This one I did know, because I his name is in my upcoming book, and I spelled it wrong. So I'm, and the copy editor caught it, thank God. Jimmy Buffett with two T's. Jimmy Buffett.
I was just going to say, not to brag, but I'm not like a professional author or anything, but I had the second T. So
good for you.
Sorry. I got to be nice to my guests.
I understand. No, listen, it's something to be proud of.
All right. Jimmy Buffett connecting with Jim Carrey. All right. Number eight. According to a 2023 article by CNBC, despite being one of the richest people in the world, this billionaire still lives in the five-bedroom Omaha home he purchased in 1958 for $31,000.
I believe we're talking about Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett. Yep, Warren Buffett. Connecting with Jimmy Buffett. I think Warren Buffett only has one T, though. I hope, anyway. Otherwise, I will have to eat crow.
I believe you're right, too. Warren Buffet, as we like to call him.
All right. Number nine, born in 1949, this former presidential candidate has represented Massachusetts in the U.S. Senate since 2013.
This one, I forgot. I'm embarrassed to say. I'm guessing it's a Warren, but I can't remember. Oh, Elizabeth Warren. All right.
That is correct.
That's it. I just said Warren and it came to me. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And random that we had a current U.S. Senator from Massachusetts and a former U.S. Senator from Massachusetts in the same round. It's funny how that happens.
You did that on purpose. That's a nice, like you did.
Promise you I'm not that deep. All right, number 10, alive from 1932 to 2011, this woman released the autobiography My Love Affair with Jewelry in 2003, in which she shared stories from her glamorous life and career in Hollywood.
And I believe this would be another Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes.
Not Tyler, but Elizabeth,
yes.
Taylor.
That she is, yeah, Elizabeth Taylor. I believe my mom had that book. When it came out, I believe I remember it. It was like a coffee table book that she had. So
I haven't read it, sure. But yeah, sounds good.
Sounds good. All right. So those are my three rounds. All right. I'm sick of being the host. AJ, you take over. You do one of your puzzles.
Well, thank you, Sam. I had a great time, and I only marginally embarrassed myself, I feel. I did embarrass myself.
No, you did. You did good.
Yeah.
Right? You got to keep in mind, a lot of people play these rounds with other people, right?
So there you go. There you go. Well, it was, I just thought the Kentucky to Louisiana was really an exciting, like, we couldn't have scripted it better in Hollywood if we were in Hollywood. But I am delighted to give you a puzzle. I love this podcast, but I also love hosting my own podcast, The Puzzler, which is a short daily podcast where I give audio puzzles to a celebrity guest and their word puzzles, anagrams, brain teaser, audio quizzes, sometimes trivia. We're sort of trivia adjacent, and we incorporate some trivia, but some of them are not trivia you don't have to know. And we've had guests like Dax Shepard and Mo Rocca. And this one, actually, we did give to Dax Shepard and a couple of other people. It's a type of puzzle we came up with ourselves, which is sort of an audio rebus. So the way it works is I'm going to say a word in a certain way or a certain tone, a certain accent. And if you combine the word and the manner of speaking, it's going to reveal a two-word phrase. So the one I actually did was a good example where it was chamber, 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 which is echo chamber. Or the example we often give is tide might be. Sam?
Low tide.
I would accept low tide. I was going for rising tide, but I'll accept low, okay, or high. but since it was an example, it doesn't matter. So, all right, are you ready for your first real one? We've got to,
yes.
We'll go
yes,
through
I
about
am.
Six or seven.
By the way, way to name drop Dax Shepard. So,
well, that's coming up, so you got to subscribe now. He had me on his show, and so I begged him. I wrote him literally like every week for 6 months, and he's finally like, okay. So, yeah, that was exciting. All right. What about this one? What is this one, Sam? Banana.
Banana split.
Nice. Exactly. How about this one? Scientist.
Can you say that again?
All right.
Oh, yeah. I got it. I got it.
Oh.
I figured it out. Say it again, but I think I have it figured out.
All right. Scientist.
Yeah, mad scientist.
Exactly. So part of it relies on my acting skills, which are not always, like, they're not quite up to Dax sure. Shepard's acting skills, but I try. And actually, that's a good point. I'm going to say him twice just in case people can't hear it, and then you can answer if you have it.
Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, are you ready? You ready? How about this one? Hospitality. So I'll say it again. Hospitality.
I think that's Southern hospitality.
You think, because the accent's so bad. Fair enough, but you are correct. It is Southern hospitality. All right, how about this one? Chairs.
Musical chairs.
Exactly. How about this one? Hearted. I'll say it again.
Broken-hearted.
Oh, you didn't even need it again. You didn't even hit that. Very nice. Very nice. What about example?
So many examples.
Well, how many? I'll say it again. Example.
For example.
Yep. Exactly. This one was more of a homophone.
That was a good one.
All right, I'll do one more, and then we'll play me out. How about, you know what? I'll start with one kind of related to the one we began with. I mean, I'll end with this one. Fidelity.
High fidelity.
You did great. You got them all. Unlike me, you were 100%.
For example, I don't think I would have gotten that one without a nudge.
I gave you a nudge, but that's part of the game.
So, and I wouldn't be saying this if I didn't actually believe it. And you're not paying me. I had a lot of fun playing around with this while we were, I was just driving my car, running some errands, had the headphones on in the grocery store, and I'm playing along with a lot of these games. I really enjoyed it. It made the time go pretty quick. And frankly, some of them were really funny. You'll have to refresh my brain, but there was one that had to do with your Valentine's Day candy hearts one. The answer was "you go girl," and the clue had something to do with like former leader of Venezuela.
Exactly. Yes, I didn't write this. It was Greg Pliska, our chief puzzle officer. So it was a clue. We clued these candy heart sayings, and it was a young lady who is a big fan of the former leader of Venezuela, a Hugo girl. So yes, it's interesting he didn't go with, wasn't Hugo, weren't there cars called Hugo from the former, from Yugoslavia? Maybe that dates me. I think that but I think that's so obscure that Hugo is better.
Hugo Chavez, you don't hear that name that often anymore. So I thought that was pretty funny too.
Well, I am so honored you say that. I love listening to your show for the same reason. I think it's fun and funny. So yes, they pair well together. If people get through one of your episodes and they're like, you know what? I feel like a little more. Check out The Puzzler, please. We would love to have you as one of our official listeners.
Yeah, highly recommended. So everyone, thank you for listening today. That's all we got. We had three of my rounds. We had one of AJ's puzzles. Just a reminder, if you like the show, please subscribe, rate, and review. It'll help others find a fun trivia podcast like the Pub Trivia Group. And while you're at it, you might as well subscribe, rate, and review with The Puzzler.
Thank you, Sam.
Oh, yeah. No problem. No problem. And then, hey, you can give me a follow on social media at Pub Trivia Group, at Pub Trivia Group, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All those linked in the show notes. We're playing live Pub Trivia on YouTube a week from today, Friday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. Central. Anyone that wants to play along, we have a lot of teams that play. It's just like the pub trivia you'd play at the bar, but you get to do it on your couch in your pajamas. So it's pretty great. All right. AJ, did you have any social media you wanted to plug? I can put them in the show notes too if you wanted.
Just the at AJ Jacobs or whatever. But yeah, well, this was fun. I had a great time. I'm really honored to be on. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, AJ. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Peace out and pod on, you nerds.